Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today we're talking about life's trials and tribulations. Life's trials and tribulations. We have seen that a life without issues, a life without trouble, nobody promised us such. That's an utopia and it does not exist. So having seen that, we have spoken about how life is unfair and it's just the nature of life. It does not mean that you have done something wrong. It does not mean that you are wrong. It only means that life can throw at us anything at any time. So what happens with life trials and tribulations when they come? Life trials and tribulations come to ask a basic question. And that question is, who are you? Until you face life trials and tribulations, many times you think you know yourself. You think you have it all figured out. But when these trials and tribulations come to you, they ask you these questions, and then you're faced with having to answer these questions truly. Now, you may not be answering them verbally as per, oh, I am this, I am that. But the truth is that you will answer them in how you react to these trials and tribulations. So some people react negatively to trials and tribulations. They become something else entirely, and that is really who they are. And some people react to it graciously. They accept it and they try to make the most of it. It shows also who they really are. So what life trials and tribulations does to you is that it reveals the inner you. It reveals who you are under pressure. Because what this does to you is that it brings a lot of pressure that breaks out the cocoon we have on our outside. That frame, that facade that we use to present to people, or that, oh, I'm nice, I'm this, I'm that. It breaks it off, and then the real you is revealed. So who you are under pressure is who you really are. I saw a beautiful write-up somewhere that will help buttress this point, and I'd like to read it out. It says, you are holding a cup of coffee. Someone comes along and bumps into you, making you spill your coffee everywhere. Why did you spill the coffee? You spilled the coffee because there was coffee in your cup. Had there been tea in your cup, you would have spilled tea. The point is, whatever is inside the cup is what you spill out. Therefore, when life comes along and shakes you, which will happen, whatever is inside you comes out. It is easy to fake it until you get rattled. So you will have to ask ourselves, what is in my cup? When life gets tough, what spills out? Joy, gratefulness, peace, humility? Or does anger, bitterness, harsh words, and reaction come out? You choose. Today, let's work towards filling our cups with gratitude, forgiveness, joy, words of affirmation, kindness, gentleness, and love for others. This is so profound. I just thought I had to share this because, this summarizes all that I'm trying to say today. Because what life's trials and tribulations is really asking you is, who are you? What is in you? There's an adage where I come from that it is what is in a man, that the alcohol he drinks that gets him drunk will bring forth. If he is a singer, when he's intoxicated, he will sing. If he's a writer, when he's intoxicated, he will write. If he's a violent man, when he's intoxicated, he will pour out violence. So the truth is, when these things come, they are external pressures. They press us on every side so that we can actually bring out what is within us. Each one of us, we are like sponges, and we soak up a lot of things from different places. But the truth is, we can be selective in what we soak. We can be selective in where we go to so that we don't soak up the wrong things. Because when the pressure of life comes, it squeezes us. And what we have soaked in is what will squeeze out. So if you have soaked yourself in a lot of negativity, you are going to be oozing out negativity. But if you have soaked yourself in a lot of positivity, in the right words, in the scriptures, you are going to be expressing that. So it is important that we prepare while there are no troubles. There's a wise saying that says you prepare for war in the time of peace. You don't get prepared when the war has come. So the same thing with our life's journey. We cannot prepare for the inevitable, which are the trials and tribulations of life, in the time of trials and tribulations. So while there is nothing going on in your life, in quotes, while there's no drama, while life is good, you have to prepare yourself for the days that may not be so good. And how do you do this? You soak up the right things. Soak up scriptures, soak up gratitude, soak up affirmations, soak up positivity, so that when the things that try us come along, these are the things we will express. When our cup is rattled, it will spill forth the right things, not the terrible things. Life trials and tribulations actually want to show to us, and at times to people around us, our self-identity, who we really are, and our self-efficacy. What do we really believe about ourselves? Because when trials and tribulations come, the real belief you have about yourself that probably I can't make it, it will come out. But if you have a right self-efficacy, if your self-efficacy is high, you will know that this also will pass. You will say things like, I know I will come out of this stronger. That's self-efficacy. I know that this is for my lifting. I know that I will not die in this and all of that. These are the things that will ooze out of you if you have actually done your work before the issues come. So my encouragement to you today is that if you are right now passing through trials and tribulations, watch what is coming out of you. It is revealing the real you to you. And if you don't like what you're seeing, then a lot of work needs to be done. You need to begin to be conscious and deliberate about what is coming out of you. And that starts with what you are imputing. Remember, the mind works like giggle. Garbage in, garbage out. So what you impute is what you, the output you will get. So if you're passing through trials and you don't like what you see, change your input. And if you are not yet in that place, be deliberate about the input you put into your mind and ultimately your life. Because what you put in is what you will get out. So if you spend a lot of your time just playing around, lazing around, consuming anything in the atmosphere, believe me, you will not have the right thing to express when that time comes. But if you are deliberate about what you impute into yourself, then when the time comes, those things that you had worked on before now will find expression. But let us always remember that when trials and tribulations come, they come to test us. They come to reveal to us. They come to show us that we can actually do better. They come to test our self-identity. What do you really believe about you? Who are you actually? And they come to encourage us to do better than we have been doing. So these things can build us if we have the right attitude towards it. In conclusion, I would like to quote what Paul said, because this was somebody that passed through a lot of trials, and he was able to say something. In his trials, he said, "We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going." I am quoting from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. This scripture is very profound, and that was the testimony of Paul in all that he went through. So what will be your own testimony when the trials and tribulations of life comes? And like we have been saying, they definitely will come at one point or another. So how will you handle it? What will it reveal? We prepare for war in the time of peace. So please, whatever point you are in at this time, be conscious of the inputs you are making into your life. What are you taking in? This is my admonishment to us today. Life trials and tribulations are there so that we can reveal to ourselves who exactly we are and what we believe about ourselves. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.